equipment manager of the Chicago Bears and the head and face of the Chicago Bears coat drive, along with Jewel Osco, which is going on right now. Let's welcome in my old friend. It is Tony Medlin. It's that time of year again. Tony, how are you?
Pete, I'm doing fine, thank you.
You know, I was thinking the first time we met, and I remembered this, and let me see if you remember. It was 98 or 99. I was catching a punt at halftime for the Bears for the fans to win something, and I dropped the punt. And I immediately, the following Monday, I called up the Bears, and I was so upset that I wanted to redo catching the punt so the fans could win a prize. I went to Hallis Hall to practice, and that's when we met.
Pete, I do remember that, believe it or not.
And by the way, it is hard to catch a punt when the wind is blowing sideways at Soldier Field. And by the way, I did catch that second punt at halftime during a Bears game. Thank you very much.
You did an outstanding job. I do remember that.
Tony, it's been 31 years for this coat drive.
Oh, yes. Yes, Pete, it has been 31 years. And I you know what? Every year has been a great year because we had a chance to help someone. And I've been very thrilled to kind of head it and keep it going. It wasn't started by me, but we wanted to keep it going when it's within the Chicago Bears and, you know, and make someone happy.
Why did you get involved?
Well, Pete, I got involved mainly because it started within our equipment department, and our former equipment manager, Gary Hager, who was part of it, he's the one that started it. But like I said, I just wanted to keep it going. And I just said, you know, any chance we get to help someone, that's what we've been trying to do over the years.
Right.
When Gary was here, I worked with him, and we worked with this coat drive together. And it was so important to the both of us.
I love getting the press release every year, seeing your name on it. We've been friends a long time. I shop at Jewel. I have three main ones I go to. I go to the one in Lincoln Park on Wellington. I go to Roscoe Village on Western. I go to the one on Lincoln Avenue and Lincoln Square. And I have to tell you, people bring coats. If people don't know, there's just bins that say Chicago Bears Coat Drive, and they just drop off coats throughout the holidays.
Yes, indeed, Pete. Believe it or not, Jewel Osco they have now 188 stores.
Wow.
And they're located obviously all around Chicagoland area. And by this being what we call our shopping or giving season, I know they're going to go in the store a lot more than they normally do. So we're just hoping we can reach our goal, which is 25,000 coats.
Wow.
And also we've kind of discovered within this year, we have another drop off point, and that's at our Bears Fit. And that's located 155 East Townline Road, and that's located in Vernon Hills.
Okay.
So if you're going to work out at our Bears Fit, you know, you can bring a coat and drop it off because you've lost a few pounds. So that's perfect.
Well, anybody with kids, I have a 14-year-old, and I feel like Charlie outgrows everything every single year. So we usually pack one or two coats in a season. And people, it's this time of year where people want to give. And if they have an extra coat sitting around or you go through your closet, please bring it over to Jewel and drop that off. You're trying to collect 25,000 coats. That's pretty incredible. Yeah. And they all stay here in Chicago, right?
Yes, they do. They do serve the Chicagoland area through the Salvation Army, who has been one of the first partners that was with us with this coat drive, and along with William Myers Movers. And they've been with us just to help keep this coat drive going. And believe it or not, Pete, last year we collected over 19,000 coats.
Wow.
So, you know, say, hey, why not keep this going? I mean, it's 31 years, and I mean, it's, you know, we everything's going well, so we're very excited. And we're having an early winter, even though we're supposed to be in the fall. But we all know this is Chicago, and this is what's expected. So key thing is we want everyone to donate as many coats. If you don't have one, hey, get on the phone while you're talking to your friends. Hey, tell them Jewel Osco, the Chicago Bears, we have our coat drive going, and drop a coat.
We're talking with Tony Medlin, the equipment manager for the Chicago Bears, heading up the 31st annual Chicago Bears coat drive along with Jewel Osco. You know, you mentioned that we have an early winter. It seems like February weather out there. What's it like, the wind blowing in your face on the sidelines at Soldier Field?
Well, you know what, Pete? we try to plan for the cold or the wind, but believe it or not, over the years, we've kind of gotten used to it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, some of those times you kind of have to stay close to that heater on the sideline. But, you know, you get through it. And we're so excited about the game. A lot of time we don't feel the weather too much.
Where can I get a heated bench, Tony? I see the players sitting on the heated bench. That's what I want. I want to put that in my backyard.
Pete, I tell you what, I have plenty of places you can go and get one, okay?
You got a guy. It's so Chicago.
Yes.
Tony Medlin's got a guy if you needed a heated bench. He's got a guy. Thanksgiving Day, we play the Lions. I love watching the Bears on Thanksgiving Day. When do you guys eat? Do you eat as a team the Wednesday before for Thanksgiving, or do you get back with your family? How does that work?
You know what? The key thing is about family, and everybody, you know, do it their own way. You know, some do it prior, some do it, you know, when we return. And from my family speaking, we'll do it when we return back from the game. So the game's early enough to, you know, Detroit time or East Coast time, we gain a little hour there. So we're able to get back a little earlier so we can still have Thanksgiving. And I know one year what we did it on a Friday. So either way, like, everybody kind of do it their own way. And the key thing is enjoying family.
Right. That is the key thing. And everybody has a job at Thanksgiving. Does your wife make you wash dishes even though you had a game that day?
Well, believe me, I have enough people around. I don't have to worry about it too much on that day.
You know, I love you, T. It's great to hear you on the radio. At least we do it once a year. This is what I love. Chicago Bears Coat Drive along with Jewel Osco. And if people want more information, you can go to the website, chicagobears.com/community. It is Tony Medlin. T, you're the best. Thank you.
Well, Pete, thank you so much. And then let me throw this other number out for someone who also needs other information. You can call the Salvation Army at 773-725-1100.
Love it. Tony Medlin from the Chicago Bears. Thank you, T. I'll see you on the sidelines.
Okay, Pete, thank you so much for allowing me to come and say hello to you guys. I really appreciate this. And again, I'm honored.
You're the best.
Thank you, sir.